And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of September, 2025. The third Saturday in September is International Red Panda Day. Red pandas live in high-altitude temperate forests with bamboo understories in the Himalayas and other high Asian mountains. They range from northern Myanmar to the western provinces of China. They are also found in suitable habitats in Laos, Nepal, India, and Tibet. The red panda is about the size of a house cat, and their diet is 98% bamboo. A red panda's tail can measure from 12 to 20 inches long, that's almost the length of their body, and provides them with supreme balance while navigating the treetops. They sleep in these incredibly fluffy tails. They use their tails as wraparound blankets in their chilly mountain habitat. Red pandas are born completely covered in fur to protect them from the cold environment. Newborns weigh 3 to 4 ounces, and the offspring stay with their mothers for 1 year, at which point they are full grown. The wild population of red pandas has unfortunately declined an estimated 40% over the past few decades. The main driver behind their declining population is habitat loss from livestock grazing in the region. Livestock grazing results in destruction of the natural habitat and a reduction in bamboo. The Red Panda Network is committed to the conservation of wild red pandas and their habitat through the education and empowerment of local communities in Nepal. They envision secure, viable populations of wild red pandas thriving throughout their historic range. Today is the birthday of Henry Stephen Salt, born on this day in 1851. Henry Salt was a British writer and campaigner for social reform in the fields of prisons, schools, economic institutions, and the treatment of animals. He was a noted ethical vegetarian, anti-vivisectionist, socialist, and pacifist. Salt is considered by some to be the father of animal rights, having been one of the first writers to argue explicitly in favor of animal rights, rather than just improvements to their welfare. Salt's shift towards vegetarianism developed alongside his evolving social, political, and religious views, significantly influenced by Shelley, whom he regarded as a key mentor. Salt saw that meat, commonly regarded as food, was actually the flesh of animals slaughtered under harsh conditions. This understanding prompted him to scrutinize the ethical foundations of civilization, which he viewed as concealing a fundamental barbarism and violence. He identified this underlying brutality in both humanity's treatment of other species and in political, economic, and social relationships, as demonstrated by war, imperialism, and the social injustices resulting from a competitive capitalist system. Henry Salt said, "If we are ever going to do justice to the lower races, we must get rid of the antiquated notion of the great gulf fixed between them and mankind, and must recognize the common bond that unites all living beings in one universal brotherhood." September 20th is also the birthday of one of Salt's colleagues, Lizzie Lind of Hagaby, born on this day in 1878. Lizzie Lind of Hagaby was a Swedish-British feminist and animal rights advocate who became a prominent anti-vivisection activist in England in the early 20th century. She attended vivisections at University College London and in 1903 published The Shambles of Science, which accused researchers of having vivisected a dog without anesthesia. The ensuing scandal, known as the Brown Dog Affair, included a libel trial, damages for one of the researchers, and rioting in London by medical students. Lind of Hagaby was opposed to vivisection both for the sake of the animals and because she regarded it as bad science. Though she told a Royal Commission on Vivisection that she had no objection to vivisection, provided that the vivisectors experiment on themselves. She ran an animal sanctuary at Fernhouse in Dorset with the Duchess of Hamilton, and she was also active in Henry Salt's Humanitarian League. She wrote about the link between animal protection and feminism. During World War I, Lynn of Hagaby set up veterinary hospitals for horses hurt in the battlefield, and with the cooperation of the French government, created the Purple Cross Service for wounded horses. And here's a quote for today from Fred Rogers. When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, "Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping." A quote from Mr. Rogers. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to be a helper today.